destination, and then the system gives them verbal and visual descriptions of how to get from where they are to where they want to be. Never does Magellan say to them, "Where have you been?" Not once does she say, it's a woman's voice, the man's voice was too bossy. Not once has she said, "I'm not going to tell you because I told you yesterday and you didn't listen." Never does she say, "You've been here far longer than is pleasing to me." It's just simple and straightforward. Where are you in relationship to where you want to be? And we want you to get the sense that the source within you is in that expanded place that you want to be. No impatience, no concern, not worried about whether you'll find your way. Just there being everything that you have become and offering a signal of it so powerfully that law of attraction is responding to, that there is an undeniable current, that when you get the whiff of the current, when you begin to hear the call of source, you begin to move in the direction of that which you are and fulfill your reason for being. So what does a call of source sound like anyway? Harps and angels, surely. We want you to understand that this call of source energy is a relative sound and feeling to you. It depends on where you are in vibrational relationship to it. The other day, Jerry and Esther were at a beautiful little store in Sausalito, California. And they met a nice man who was helping them find some glass. And they picked out a very beautiful piece and got to know him a little bit. And then they talked about their grandchildren. And he began talking about his five-year-old who is just now going to school. And he said, "But I don't know what's up with her, because all of a sudden, seems like overnight, she now hates everything. Hate is her new word. I hate my teddy bear. I hate school. I hate this sandwich. I hate my panties." And Esther wanted to explain to him that the reason she is in this newly found hate mode is because in school, this new environment is making her feel not free. And that feeling of powerlessness is a horrible, suffocating feeling. And the next logical step on the way back to who she really is rage, revenge, anger, hate. In other words, she is naturally being called. In other words, have you ever been depressed? Truly depressed, where you can hardly get a breath of fresh air? And then from your depression, have you found a thought that just made you angry? If you have, then you know that that rage or revenge that you felt far better than the lost feeling of depression or powerlessness that you felt before. Now, we would never, if you were frustrated, we would never call you into rage or revenge. That's going the wrong way. But if you are in despair and you are listening to the call of source, you may very well find revenge. Sweet revenge. And if you are still listening for a feeling of relief, you may find rage and anger. And if you continue to reach for feelings of relief, you may find frustration and overwhelmment right into belief and knowing. But what we want you to hear is that it is a gradual process, because the vibrational frequencies don't allow you to jump from powerlessness to empowered. The frequencies are too far apart. So when you begin to realize that the way you feel is your clear guidance about how much you are allowing yourself to be who you are. You think that you want to keep up with what someone else thinks. Often you are trying to guide yourself by the guidelines that someone else has given you. You're trying to get these grades in school, or you're trying to get these rewards at church, or you're trying to get this recognition from the public at large. But we want you to understand that the way you feel has never ever been about what anybody else thinks about you. It is only ever about your relationship between you and you. We're not